I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. We have entered high season for Colorado agritourism. Courtney Frazier is the executive director of the Colorado Guest and Dude Ranch Association. She says Colorado ranks fourth in the nation for agritourism. 864 farms and ranches open their lands and homes to tourists for overnight stays, educational classes, dining, and ranch work programs.
What this means for the farmers and ranchers themselves is essentially a new revenue stream, and it may be adding on to what they're already doing. They may be continuing to harvest their crops and run their ranch and adding a visitor component to that, or some farmers and ranchers find that this is a great alternative as well to still utilize their land and all of their natural resources, their animals, and again, kind of find that new revenue stream and meet just some new wonderful people.
The Colorado Tourism Office said that travel spending in Colorado reached an all-time high of $19.7 billion in 2016. The state's travel industry generated $1.2 billion in local and state tax revenues in 2016. That was an increase of 7.3% from the year before. And according to the state, agritourism is a growing economic sector with both in-state and out-of-state visitors playing vital roles.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.